Did this guy ever see you eat?
After dinner is the time I need a cigarette most. As long as I don't stop eating, I'll be fine.
Well, this is very good, Phoebe. You're already identifying those moments that trigger your worst cravings.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no need to be insulting just because you're wrestling with an unhealthy and disgusting habit.
It isn't disgusting, it's wonderful.
And that's from Frasier. You might recognize the voices. And she is in denial, obviously. She's not ready for any change. She thinks it's wonderful. And the worst thing, if somebody is trying to change a habit, the worst thing to say to them is, it's disgusting, because you're going to activate all of the benefits. They're going to want to convince you that it isn't disgusting. It's wonderful to smoke. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and the show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions on any concerns you're having in romance, with your family, with your kids, with co-workers, maybe with yourself. And I want to welcome Mike to the show now. Mike, you say your wife loves someone else?
Yeah, it's basically one of those Facebook, I guess they met over Facebook or something, and I came to know about it by taking a look at her computer when she wasn't there, and I saw some correspondence between her and the guy, and I was really shocked by it. I've been married for almost 21 years.
Wow.
Three children, and I'm not going to say I've had a perfect marriage. To date, there hasn't been any infidelity, but I'd say over the last couple of years, it's like I'm the one struggling to hold on to the marriage, and this is like the latest thing. It's been kind of in the background now for about a year. She likes to go out with this group that this guy's a part of, and now I'm not allowed to go. And I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I pretty much know what's going on. I've confronted her. I asked her, do you love this guy or what? And she goes, well, I kind of did, and now she doesn't, and she claims she wants to stay married.
Okay.
I'm losing my mind over it. I think about it all the time.
Yep.
I'm having a tough time still working and trying to be a dad to my kids.
Right, and the kids are how old?
My boy is 8 years old, and my little girl is 5.
Okay, so two children.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's very traumatizing, and it sounds like she's been deceitful about it. She's not been upfront with you, and, it's possible to become attracted to somebody else, but if she's doing it on Facebook, it looks like she pursued it. You can be in a work situation, and you can have an attraction to somebody else, and one of the best things you can do if you want to stay in a marriage or a long-term relationship is to go home and tell your partner, hey, guess what? I don't know what to do with these feelings. I'm having them towards somebody else. And just by saying that, sometimes it diminishes them. But if you keep it secret, it intensifies the romance, that taboo nature of it. So what can you do for yourself? Do you want some tips to help you cope?
Yeah, and honestly, she did admit it to me, but she said that she doesn't like the guy like that anymore, even though they still correspond. They go out and do their, it's a kind of an event with people.
Has she had an affair with him? Have they met on the sly someplace?
I don't know of one. I don't think so. But I don't know. If I did think she had, I would have probably tried to find some way of a divorce or something, because I need her faithfulness, because I'm faithful, and I'm truly trying to make the family work.
Okay, so here's what can happen the question is, what constitutes an affair? Is this considered an affair? For some people, it would be, because your emotional intimacy is taken outside of the marital bond. So just going on Facebook or going in a chat room or meeting with a group, she's met him face to face several times, right?
Yes,
it's a group that gets together, so it may be more than that, and she doesn't want you around. So you're getting a lot of signals that she wants you out of the picture. So you need to look at your long-range happiness, and sometimes in long-term marriages, this is a kick in the butt to get closer to one another. In the best case scenarios, you can say, you know, what are we missing in our marriage? Are there patterns that we've gotten into? Did we build up resentments? You know, you're not helping enough with the kids, or we don't go out anymore, or you watch baseball too much, or, you know, or your complaints about her, you know, sex isn't good anymore, or whatever. It's very common in long-term relationships for the, oh, that wonderful, delicious feeling you get to disappear. You know, you become friends. So it takes a lot of work to keep that alive. And so on the best case scenario, she and you could work together to rebuild the trust. You could go to a counselor. I'm going to recommend a book to you in a minute. On the worst case scenario, I mean worst case for the marriage, is that you don't trust her. She's broken the trust and done things behind your back, kept you in the dark, and the pain is so deep and you don't know how you could mend it, or she decides she loves the guy and you are heading towards a divorce. Well, how do you make that determination rather than destroy yourself? Number one, you need to know that what you're going through is absolutely normal, meaning the upheaval that you feel in, that you're in right now, Mike. I want to read the one of the opening parts of a book that I will recommend. And it's from a woman's point of view, but you can think of it from a male point of view too. When I was 15, I was raped. That was nothing compared to your affair. The rapist was a stranger. You, I thought, were my best friend. When I first uncovered your secret, I stopped feeling special to you. But on a deeper level, I lost trust in the world and in myself. Those are the opening comments of a book that the book... Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. You're still there. Okay. The book is After the Affair. And so that feeling, you know, what is it like to experience the betrayal of a loved one? Because you found everything on the computer when she wasn't around. She wasn't up front and sharing it with you. Plus, she's isolating you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I want to continue a little from this book. The author, Dr. Spring, talks about the profound and sweeping losses that any of us would experience when we find someone that we've loved and trusted has betrayed us. And she says, quote, "There's no way to prepare yourself for this crushing revelation. Your view of life and the world you live in may be ripped apart. Whatever self-assurance and security you felt in the past may now seem naive or false. Where have I been, you ask yourself. Do I live on this planet? Your mind and body are likely to be in shock. Gone is your fundamental sense of order and justice in the world. Gone, too, are your sense of control over your life, your self-respect, your very concept of who you are. You may feel abandoned by everyone, a stranger to yourself. You may swing wildly from one extreme to another, determined and confident one moment, humiliated and needy the next. Battered by feelings so intense you may wonder, am I going crazy? I want to assure you that you're not, that in fact what you're experiencing is a normal and appropriate response to an acutely traumatizing experience." And that's what I want you to hear. And the book is called After the Affair, Healing the Pain and Rebuilding Trust When a Partner Has Been Unfaithful.
That, we'll definitely get that.
Yeah, I've written a book too, The Selfish Path to Romance, which is How to Love with Passion and Reason. So if you're looking to rebuild the affair, you could get my book on Amazon. But this is the book that I would recommend because it sounds like you're injured the way a person who's been through an affair is injured. So listen, I wish you a lot of happiness in the future for your kids too. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Dr. Kenner. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
To be told by your romantic partner what it is about you that they adore offers an irreplaceable value when it mirrors your self-image. Notice that you can't get visibility by being with someone whose character is fundamentally different from your own. A coworker you despise. A date with whom you have nothing in common. Such a person's way of coming at the world is alien to your own. You will not feel an affinity for them or experience a reflection of yourself, and you certainly won't feel any romantic attraction. To act as your mirror, another person must share important values. It is no accident that one of the most painful complaints you can make about your partner is, he or she makes me feel invisible, unimportant, like I don't exist.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.